We are an integral part of this universe. When you talk about nature, you're talking about your body and mind. Then you see that this anger has arisen. Anger also is nature. Anger is the nature of the mind. Just like when you look in the forest, you see beautiful trees and you see ugly trees. You see new trees and you see old trees. You see trees that you like and you see trees that you don't like. The forest isn't just full of all the same perfect trees that you just love every single one of them. They all have different characteristics and you like and dislike some of them. The mind is the same, the nature of your mind. There are some beautiful mental states that you have and some unbeautiful mental states, some ugly, some useless, some destructive mental states. Anger arises, but try to keep objective awareness. Oh, this is anger. When you have objective awareness of the anger, it doesn't explode. It doesn't boil over. It doesn't continue. You just are aware, the anger has arisen now. And you check it, you watch it, you feel it, even investigate what's happening now. Oh, I'm starting to think subjectively. I want to say something. I want to defend myself. I want to hit this woman. Then you realize this is thinking. These are negative thoughts. Just wait, be patient. And by this time, she will have finished because you didn't react. You watched yourself. You guarded your mind. You used your sati, which is the protector of the mind also. You didn't react. And you saw how she was angry and aggressive. Then you saw how you weren't, but then you became. But then that calmed down. When she's finished, also your anger will calm down. Maybe you say something. Maybe you don't. Maybe wisdom from this experience tells you that she really doesn't know what she's talking about anyway, and to say something now is only going to spark her off and make her angry again. Often I find this in life, that there isn't anything to say. If somebody's angry, I let them be angry and I don't say anything. Except, are you finished? Can I go now? That's all you have to do. Sometimes that makes them angry. But that's not your karma. That's not your intention. But when they're done, let them go. Let them walk away. Let them keep their anger. You don't need to react. Even if you react, you're just going to feed the fire and make things worse. And you're also feeding your own anger. So we need to develop this ability to have an objective awareness of mental states as well. And this keeps the mind calm, keeps the mind steady. And all the while, you're actually learning. Every time you experience anger with objective awareness, you see the true nature of that anger and you learn a little bit more out of it. And what happens is that it doesn't last so long. If you start to have this ability to be objectively aware of anger as it happens, it doesn't last long. Why? Because your mind has become objective. If you're subjectively aware of anger, it will go on. Subjective means you're involved in it. You've got an opinion about it. Oh yes, I'm angry, but I'm angry because she said that, and next time I'm going to tell her this and do. You're aware that you're angry, but you're subjectively involved in it, and there's me and her, and there's the whole story, and it's all just continues on. But what if you just say to yourself, anger? Just stating the fact, we call it labeling or naming. Even just once, you just say to yourself, anger. Just step back a little bit. Objective awareness. That is anger. I have identified anger in the mind. In my mind, we can say. Sometimes it's nice to say the mind. It kind of makes it that little bit more objective. I've identified anger in the mind. What does anger do in the mind? Now it has arisen, how does it feel? What's happening? You can check your body. How do you feel in your body when you're angry? Even when I ask that question, some of you just start to, how do I feel? You do a little bit of imagination, a little bit of introspection. How does my body feel when I'm angry? Heat, pressure, no? Becomes tight. And your face starts to contort. Actually, you become ugly. People are ugly when they're angry. If people knew how ugly they are when they're angry, they wouldn't be. No one wants to be ugly, everyone wants to be beautiful. So, and the more angry you get, of course, the more permanent this angry face becomes. So if you keep wearing your angry mask too often, eventually your face will just end up looking like that. It's karma. That's karma. It's the law of attraction. Because you think in an angry way, then your face becomes angry. You do that a lot, starts to become permanent features. Yeah. But if you smile a lot too, you also get permanent features. Look. So be careful. And then your face goes red. Seeing yourself as you are, acknowledging yourself as you are, objectively observing yourself as you are. This objective awareness is how we learn about life. It's how we learn about who we are and what we are. When you learn so much about yourself, especially your mental reactions to people and to things, to situations, when you learn through objective awareness how your mind is reacting to your environment, then you can reduce these reactions. It's not that you intentionally say, I will reduce my reactions. It happens naturally. This is what I was saying about anger. When you become objectively aware of anger and you see how it happens in your body, even that physical feeling of anger, the pressure, the ugliness, the heat, it's not pleasant. And you feel, I don't want to feel this. You don't like it in other people, so you don't like it in yourself. The mind becomes wiser. Through experience, it realizes, I don't want to be like this. I'm sick of being angry. I don't want to be angry anymore. The mind just retracts from it. When anger arises in the mind, then the wisdom cuts in and goes, here's that useless mental state again. Here's this destructive mental state, this thing that I don't like in myself and I don't like in others. The mind knows it, identifies it very quickly. This is anger. And then it drops it because it knows that it's useless, unproductive, unskillful, unnecessary, unwise. That is a beautiful thing that you can experience in this life. When the true wisdom is in the mind, coming from the true awareness, coming from the objective awareness, when this true wisdom sees this useless mental state called anger, it retracts from it. I call it the Teflon-coated mind. You know Teflon? You know the frying pans? Yeah? You got frying pans and they got that nice shiny black stuff on them? Teflon. Yeah? And nothing sticks to Teflon. Yeah, you can cook anything in there, cook away, burn stuff in there if you want to, which, you know, might be what you usually do anyways, burn things. And then you can just sort of tip it out, throw it away and start again. Nothing sticks. So try to make your mind Teflon-coated mind. You use it, it's very useful. You can do anything with it, but it just doesn't stick. let it slide, let it go. This is awareness. Here the Teflon coating is the wise mind. It is wisdom. Wisdom doesn't attach to things. Wisdom doesn't stick to things. Therefore, it lets it go. If you pay attention to your anger as much as you can, whenever it arises in the mind, you see it, you know, this is useless. This is not wise. It's harmful. It's unproductive. You know it. The mind doesn't continue with it. It falls away. Sometimes it just arises and then it's gone. And you go, whew, that was anger. Namo Buddhaya, namo Dhammaya, namo Sanghaya. You say, homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dhamma, and homage to the Sangha. Thank you for this teaching. Thank you for this. It's not even a gift. It's far greater than a gift. It's a blessing, but it's greater than a blessing. It's, I don't know, it's liberation. It's freedom. If you can do this with wisdom, with anger, you can start doing it with all other mental states. If you start to feel jealousy in the mind, if you see it, you know it, you watch it, you understand it, then you realize, if you do it many times, you can realize this also unnecessary, unskillful, unwise, unproductive. It's harmful, useless. When the mind knows this, it doesn't attach to it and lets it go. And the same with fear and even stress. Everyone's getting stressed these days. Seems everyone's getting stressed. Kids are getting stressed. No? When I was a kid, I wasn't stressed. I was happy. I was running around playing. It was great. My childhood was beautiful, wonderful. These days, kids are just stressed. Stressed because of their studies or whatever. Old people are stressed. Old people are stressed because the younger ones are stressed. You know, they're kind of like stressing because they're stressed. And sheesh. And even if you pay a lot of attention to the greater world around you, you know, the economic crisis, the war in you know, Palestine, in Gaza, then you stress about these things. So there's a lot of stress. There's stress when you do examinations. There's stress in the traffic. There's stress when you work. So if you can start to objectively see this stress, when you feel stressed, just stop. When you're really feeling stressed, just stop and say, okay, what is this? What is the reality here? Try to use a little bit of objective awareness. What is this? What? Check what you feel in the body. The body is always easy to feel first. The body is gross. It's easy to be aware of. So when you're stressed, what do you feel? Oh, feel tension in my shoulders. Feel a bit maybe nauseous in my stomach. The body maybe feels heavy. Perhaps some tension in the head. Okay, just identify these things. Don't do anything about them. Just objective awareness. Objective means you don't have to do anything. It's only learning. That's all you're doing. It's just learning. Just paying attention. Relaxed awareness. Relaxed and alert. And then check the mind. Okay, I'm stressed. But what is really happening in my stress? What's the most predominant thing in my stress? Maybe you find that there's fear is the most predominant thing. Maybe you find impatience is very predominant, or even anger. Perhaps you just find tiredness in your stress. Perhaps you find worry, usually worrying about time. But also in the worry, maybe it's fear of the boss, fear of being late, fear of not finishing your work, fear of being judged or punished. Check these mental states. Ask yourself really sincerely, when you are feeling stress, what am I experiencing now? What is the reality here? Whatever you find, just check, is this necessary? Is it necessary to worry? Another word similar to necessary here is useful. Is it useful to be worried? Is it useful to be angry? Is it useful to be impatient? Is it useful to be afraid? Sometimes we might think it is because it spurs you on and sort of, you know, makes you work harder or something. But you don't need these negative elements to make you work harder. We have other positive elements that we can work with. Inspiration, positive elements of the mind, thinking positively. Then, when you see the reality of your stress, knowing it as it is, it already started to calm down. If you were really stressed, then once you were aware of yourself being really stressed, then if you became objectively aware of that, it would have already started to settle down. Why? Because you're not being subjective anymore, you're being objective. Objective here is just asking yourself, what's the reality? What's really happening in my mind now? So you're just looking at the mental states. What you will really find is thinking. When you are stressed, you are thinking. Then you can check, is this necessary? Is it useful thinking? Often what you'll find is that there's a lot of useless thinking. Most of your thoughts, it's a pretty harsh judgment maybe, most of your thoughts are useless, or a lot of them anyway. A lot of useless thoughts, a lot of negative thoughts that we actually believe in. These are concepts. Concepts that make our minds spin and create suffering within ourselves. Unnecessary. Actually, suffering is unnecessary. But we keep doing it. Unfortunately, we create our own suffering. People think that suffering is caused by other things. It's like stress. We'll say stress is caused by work. You know, work causes stress. Work makes me stressed. Traffic makes me stressed. The children make me stressed. The wife makes me stressed. Whatever. External things, and here stress means suffering. External things do not make you stressed. Wise people do not get stressed. You put a wise person in the traffic and see if they get stressed. They won't get stressed. Why? Because they can be objectively aware, I'm sitting. Vibration. No movement. Sitting, pressure, heat, vibration. Thoughts about where I've come from. Thoughts about where I want to go. Thoughts about I don't want to be here, I want to be there. Thoughts. And they disappear. Objective awareness. Sitting in the traffic is just sitting. Can do it all day. Why not? It's only your thoughts that's creating the suffering. You're thinking, I don't want to be here, I want to be down there. What's the reality? You're here.